This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, have you guys ever used cocaine? Have any of you ever used heroin? Well, there's a pretty good chance that you're actually going to test positive for it, even though you've never used it. They say illegal drugs are so common that 13% of us have traces of cocaine on our fingers. Even though we've never used it. University of Surrey researchers found that the most common drug found on our fingerprints was cocaine. They also found that heroin was also on trace amounts on our fingers. Heroin. So if I need to pass a drug test for my licensing or for hospital privileges, and I've never used the stuff, but I lick my fingers, right, after I eat some Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? Finger licking good. If I have some Kentucky Fried Chicken, right, and lick my fingers, then she sings it high, right? Finger licking good. Anyway, I could then unfortunately be imbibing or digesting or ingesting heroin or cocaine and fail my drug test. That would be embarrassing. I doubt it. I doubt that amount would. But still, Dr. Melanie Bailey, lecturer in forensic analysis at the University of Surrey, says, believe it or not, cocaine is a very common environmental contaminant. It is well known that it's present on much of our money, even though we were surprised that it was detected in so many of our fingerprint samples. Yeah, people will roll up a dollar bill or a 20 or a $100 bill and snort cocaine with it. And then if they use that dollar bill to go to, I don't know, McDonald's, you know, or the movie theater, then, you know, when it gets passed back to us, we unfortunately then, you know, yeah, spread it. So a team tested the fingerprints of 50 drug-free volunteers and 15 drug users, and this happened in Great Britain. And the drug users had either tested positive for either cocaine or heroin in the previous 24 hours, or they testified to taking either cocaine or heroin. And the results showed that the unwashed hands of the drug-free volunteers still had traces of these Class A drugs. 13% of their fingerprints were found to contain cocaine. 1% contained a metabolite of heroin. To test the possibility of transferring drugs through a handshake, drug-free volunteers were then asked to shake the hands of the drug user. Fingerprints were then collected from the drug-free volunteers after contact, and although cocaine and heroin can be transferred by handshaking, they said the cutoff level established allowed researchers to distinguish between, who, you know, drug use and secondary transfer, and even after washing their hands, they're able to tell who came in contact with the environmental contaminants. So they have established a threshold for significance of a fingerprint test. And they say we can give those tested the peace of mind, knowing that whatever the result may be, it was not affected by their everyday activities or shaking hands with someone who had taken drugs. So lead author of the paper published in Clinical Chemistry, Mahado Ismail, said it's clear that fingerprint testing is the future of drug testing. There are many factors that set fingerprint testing apart. It's non-invasive, easy to collect, and you have the ability to identify the donor using the sample. So they say our study will help to add another robust layer to fingerprint drug testing. Now, apparently, the study was co-funded by Intelligent Fingerprinting. These are developers of the world's first commercially available portable drug test that works by analyzing the sweat from a fingerprint sample. Now, I start to get a little wary when somebody who is funding the project gets these earth-shattering results And then it makes us, the readers, think, wait a second, I guess I need to now fingerprint test. You know, I get a little nervous. I would rather be an independent study or an independent sort of overseer, but according to intelligent fingerprinting CEO Dr. Jerry Walker, says this important study confirms the University of Surrey's position as one of the world's foremost academic research groups when it comes to fingerprint diagnostics using mass spectrometry. So, cocaine is probably the world's second favorite illegal drug. First favorite is cannabis. And we have older people snorting cocaine. They're called the silver snorters. Hundreds of thousands of people use cocaine each year. In Great Britain, they say 1 in 10. We think it's higher in America. In 2014, they estimated 1.5 million users of the drug in the U.S. And one snort of cocaine is enough to get addicted. Just one. So here you and I are possibly having this on our fingers, having it on our money. You know, my son used to have a binky. One of my sons would have a little binky, you know, a little pacifier. So now I'm getting that on his pacifier. Now, I understand, you know, there was a company, had a lot to gain doing the study. I believe the results. I do believe the results. I don't think the results are false. So if we do have sediment of drugs on our fingers, what does that mean? Well, maybe that could explain why we're so addictable. You know, why we have such a propensity towards becoming addicted to certain things. Maybe it's because our bodies were already introduced to it, and so they have a liking for it, but it wasn't enough to make us fully addicted. Maybe some of these chemicals and contaminants on our fingers, like BPA, you know, and makeup and things like that, that we have, in, you know, always in contact with our pores on our skin, maybe that's changing our hormones. Maybe that's why we have a feminization of our boys, having more breast growth, you know, obesity. Maybe it's part of the wussification of America, where we're getting these endocrine disruptors and people just seem to cry more, or they don't want to get dirty, or they don't want to, you know, be, you know, play football the way football is supposed to be played, although we don't want concussions either. So, you know, our exposure was something that has to be identified and addressed. And I think we are surrounded and bombarded by a crap load of stuff, including radiation. I mean, right now, I have all my radio equipment. I have my cell phone. I don't know what's surrounding me in terms of Wi-Fi. I have a router next to me. Is that really healthy? 1-877-DOCTOLIO. Go ahead. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay Heating Pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So they say if you grill your meat, you may have a higher risk of blood pressure. And I know a lot of guys love to grill. By the way, I am looking at the most perfectly cooked burger. Gosh, it looks good. Oh, I wish I could post this picture. I should post this picture on Facebook. This looks like the most yummy piece of meat I've seen. And I'm a fan of steak, not burger, but damn, it looks good. So, now, we know that there's already evidence from cooking meat at high temperatures. It could cause cancer-causing chemicals. We talked about the acrylamide and how the blackened meat, all right, is not the best thing for you guys to eat. Because as you heat sugars, there are certain chemical changes that happen producing acrylamide, and acrylamide is linked to cancer. Now researchers say cooking red and white meat over an open flame or high temperature, whether it's grilling, barbecuing, broiling, or roasting, could modestly increase your risk of developing high blood pressure. Now, these results were presented Wednesday at the American Heart Association meeting. This year, our findings imply that avoiding the use of open flame and or high-temperature cooking methods may help reduce hypertension risk among individuals who consume red meat, chicken, or fish regularly. That's according to Zhang Liu, study's lead author and research fellow at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. They said avoiding cooked meat that's well done or charred may also reduce the risk. So high blood pressure, why? Well, could be some of the components in the heat. Maybe it's the fact that we're eating so much red meat or too much meat. The study looked at 32,900 women from the Nurses' Health Study, 52,000 women from the Nurses' Health Study 2, and 17,000 from men from the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study. None had high blood pressure, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, or cancer at the start. Then they followed them over the next 12 to 16 years. 37,000 of these went on to develop high blood pressure. It's about a third. Among those who reported eating at least 2 servings of red meat, chicken, or fish a week, the risk of developing high blood pressure was 17% higher in people who grilled, broiled, or roasted the meat the more than 15 times per month compared to people who use those high-temp cooking methods less than 4 times a month. Now, let's just stop for a second here. Those who reported eating at least 2 servings of red meat a week. Now, I want to know how many servings of meat, whether it's red or white, you guys eat. Oh, just maybe a couple a week. Really? A couple a week, really? What'd you have for breakfast? All right, well, maybe eggs and a ham steak and some hash browns or some corned beef hash. All right, if you had corned beef hash and a ham steak, that's at least 2 servings, depending on how big the ham steak was. What'd you have for lunch? Oh, a burger. All right, what'd you have for dinner? Meatloaf. Okay, that's already 3-4 servings in one day. Next day, what did you do? Well, I woke up and I had some leftover meatloaf. All right, then what? Well, then for cereal, I had a breakfast sandwich. What kind? Egg McMuffin. Is there meat on there? Yeah, the Canadian bacon. You see, a lot of us eat meat every meal. Every few hours, we're eating some sort of meat. And more of us are eating meat because we're trying to cut the carbs. I've been losing weight because I've been cutting my carbs. But what am I doing as a result? I'm eating more vegetables, but I'm also eating more meat. I want to feel satisfied and full. I just had a salad for breakfast. I'm starving. The salad sucked. I don't want to just eat a salad. I want meat or carbs. So we are going more towards protein, and I think higher protein does stress the kidneys, and stress on the kidneys causes high blood pressure. That's just me. They said the risk of developing high blood pressure was also 15% higher in people who preferred their food well done. We talked about that. I don't know how you guys eat well done or rare. I like medium. Maybe I'll eat medium rare or medium well, but I really like medium. I like a pink in the middle with just a little bit of oozing. That's what I like. So I think maybe what's happening is certain chemicals are forming. Oxidative stress, inflammation, insulin resistance can now be induced because of these chemicals, and maybe that can increase the blood pressure. I think it affects the kidneys. That's what I think it is. So how much processed meat, bacon, hot dogs, how much are you guys eating of that? The World Health Organization is concerned that those raise cancer risk. I haven't had a real good hot dog in forever. And I want to go to a baseball game. I want to go to a Dodger game. And I want to have a hot dog. And it better be good. And then I want to have 2. I love hot dogs. When I was younger, I was born in L.A. So before we moved to Arizona when I was a kid, I remember there were 2 restaurants. One was called Saul's and one was Solly's. And I don't remember which was which. And there was one that was right at the end of the freeway exit off-ramp. So I remember as a little girl going, yay, yay, yay. So I think it's Saul's. I think it was Saul's. I don't know. And you would walk in there, and it was kind of deli style, kind of like Cantor's. And they would have big pickles sitting there on the table. So you would grab a pickle, and you would eat your pickle while you were waiting. And then the waitress would come over. And I always liked a knockwurst. I got a kid's knockwurst. And I loved, that was like my favorite meal. So I'd have my pickle, I would have my knockwurst, and I was just a happy girl. Now, is that the healthiest meal? No, it's not. But, man, I don't think I've had a yummy hot dog since then. Hebrew National is still my favorite. I love the taste of Hebrew National hot dogs. I think they're yummy. I have to eat beef hot dogs because I'm not supposed to eat pork, you know? So, yeah. It's not kosher. All right. So the average American, we need to get our acts together. We've got to watch our blood pressure. We also have to watch our weight. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember we taught you guys about Frankenstein with heart disease? I want you guys to Google Dr. Dahlia and Frankenstein because I don't think it's up on my website anymore, but it is still on my blog and the article's out there because that could be a sign that you may have heart disease. Well, there's other signs. And according to Professor Adam Taylor, being reported by Daily Mail, he offers some of these signs. He is director for Clinical Anatomy Learning Center at Lancaster University, and he describes 6 unusual signs of heart disease. As we know, heart disease is a huge killer. 1 in 4 people die of heart disease. 1 in 3 Americans are at risk for heart disease. It's still the number one killer. But we want to prevent these deaths by finding the heart disease early. So he talks about Frank's sign, the creased earlobes. It's an external indicator named after Sandras Frank, the American doctor who first described the sign. Studies have shown that there is an association with a visible external crease on the earlobe and increased risk of arteriosclerosis. That's a disease where plaque builds up in your arteries. And over 40 studies have demonstrated an association between this feature of the ear and increased risk of arteriosclerosis. We don't know why. Maybe it's an embryological origin. We don't know why. But it could also mean you're at risk for a stroke. So I wrote an article on that. Take a look. Then they talk about xanthomas. Now, xanthomas are these little yellow fatty bumps that some people get on their knees, elbows, buttocks. But I really see them a lot near the eyelids. And the little bumps will do nothing to you. But it'll show that if you already have fatty deposits on the outside of the skin, imagine the fatty deposits on the inside of your body. And xanthomas is most commonly seen in people that have familial hypercholesterolemia, or very high cholesterol due to genetics. And these xanthomas are usually a sign that you have bad cholesterol. They say the levels of the cholesterol are so damn high that they deposit in your skin. And then they'll also deposit around your major organs and then in your arteries. Now, digital clubbing or clubbed fingernails that we usually see with congestive heart failure and certain respiratory illnesses, that's also a sign. It's where your fingernails change shape. They become thicker and wider, and you almost look like you have Spiegel's hands, right? My precious, you know, from Lord of the Rings. And they think it's because you're not getting enough oxygenated blood, so that starts to change the way your fingers look. And Hippocrates, back in the 5th century B.C., said noted clubbing. It's one of the oldest known medical symptoms. And so clubbing could be a sign of heart disease. If you have a halo by the iris, fatty deposits can also be seen by the eye. It's a gray ring outside the iris called arcus senilis. They say 45% of people over age 40 have this fat halo. Then 70% by the age of 60. That could also be associated with coronary artery disease. If you have bad teeth, rotten gums, loose teeth, that could mean you have bad bacteria. Bad bacteria causes inflammation. That could unfortunately affect the heart. It could also mean you don't have good circulation to the gums. If you have blue lips, if you have a little bluish hue, maybe that means you're not getting good oxygenation. If you're not getting good oxygenation to the lips, you're not getting it to the rest of your body. So, these are just some signs. You know, take a look at your loved ones. But that crease, that Frank sign, look it up. Dr. Dahlia, the Frank sign. I wrote an article on this, and it. I got some pictures there, too. In fact, I think Steven Spielberg has a Frank sign. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We're going to switch gears. We're just talking about the heart. Now we're going to talk about the bedroom. Dale writes, and for those of you with kids, you might want to cover their ears. Dale writes, I love your show. And he writes, I love your candor about your lack of quality in the bedroom. Is that what you guys remember? You don't remember any of the medical stories, but you remember that stuff? Really, people? Okay. Question, he says. My wife of 15 years is a bore in the bedroom. Porn helps me, but I want to have more of a sex life with her. And he capitalizes her. She will try anything, and oral sex, forget it. What do I do to open her mind? Oh, that's tough. Oh, you're in trouble, man. Oh, you're in trouble. Okay, so here's the thing. First, maybe lay off the porn. Because you may have some unrealistic expectations of what your sex partner should be doing. You know, again, we're going to have to be really candid about, let's start with oral sex. Okay? That's something that a lot of people like, but not a lot of people like to do. Some people like to give. Some people like to receive. There's more people that like to receive than give. Okay? Ask and you shall receive. Might have actually had to do with that. Who knows? And so, for a woman, okay, who has been married for a while to you, for her to want to put her mouth on something, okay, if the passion in the relationship is kind of gone, and she's not as into you as she once was, other things are going to come to play and maybe turn her off. Okay, you know how we talked about how sex drive goes down in some women after babies? And it's this Darwinian reason, because if they're starting to get to an age where it's more dangerous to have sex and get pregnant, then why would they have a drive? The whole purpose of sex in the animal kingdom is to procreate, not recreate. So once she's had her children, or she's at an age where she may not, she has a higher risk of making offspring who could be sick, then she's not going to, or she's too old to take care of kids in the animal kingdom, she's not going to have much of a sex drive. So younger women will have a much stronger, robust sex drive than many older women. Now, you have some older women where, wow, they just, you know, wow, they'll still go to town. So, but a lot of women with their spouses, sex drive drops. It could be maybe they're sick of their spouse. Maybe they fell out of love with their spouse. You know, maybe they really have other desires. But there is some hyposexual desire disorder that does seem to kind of come into play. That happens after kids. Not with everybody, but it could happen. But the other thing I had brought up to you guys a while back is, not only could the issue of not being in the mood happen, but you could have some women that are in the mood, they do have a sex drive, but now they're turned off easier. When you think back to your younger days, you couldn't care less if a fire truck was driving through the living room while you were having sex. Now it's, oh, the phone rang, or I hear the baby, or, oh, did you take out the garbage? And so you become distracted a little bit more. Or if your partner stinks, when you were younger, maybe you'd kind of get through the smell of smoke and beer and bad breath. When you're older, you're like, nah, no. And so you start to get more picky. You get a little bit more turned off. And so you also are a little bit more knowledgeable. Like, you know, wait a second, I really don't want to get HPV, or I don't know what, you know, dirt or contaminants are here. You know, do I really want to put that in my mouth? And so oral sex doesn't seem to be as much of a exciting, pleasurable thing for the giver as it might have once been. Now, you as a recipient may not understand that. And you may be thinking, well, give and take. But after a while, people decide not to do things that they really aren't in the mood to do. And I do encourage people communicating. I don't think anybody should be involved in a sexual act that they don't want to do. I understand about being fair and giving and taking. If somebody wants to receive, then it's only fair that they give. I get that. But when it comes to sex, you know, going to the in-laws, well, I went to your in-laws, you have to go to mine. Yeah, you got to do that in a marriage. It stinks that you have to, but there are some things you're just going to have to do that you can't stand. But not in the bedroom. You really don't want anybody doing something that they really don't like to do. Okay? It just makes for a bad experience, and then they will be less likely to want to get into the bed. Now, in terms of experimenting and doing some things that are experimental, I truly encourage seeing sex therapists. And I know the average person is not going to want to walk into a sex therapist. They're going to be all embarrassed, going, oh my gosh. No, see a counselor who has a specialty in sex. And they could suggest certain things that people do, that you could do, and maybe she'll like one of them. And if she's interested in that particular thing, she may be more willing to experiment a little bit more. Now, another thing that's a huge barrier to a more robust, exciting play in the bedroom is some people think what they're doing is wrong. They may have religious convictions. They may, you know, see a movie and go, oh my gosh, you know, you're not supposed to do that. That's only what that person did. That person was a bad person. They don't realize that there may be a lot of acts in the bedroom that are normal. That's a part of normal sex. And so I had patients where they just thought missionary position was the only position. And that was the only position to have. If you tried another position, that was bad. Now, I don't, you know, whatever your religious convictions are, that's fine. I'm not there to change. But when I explained that the average mating position back in caveman days was doggy style, if you guys read my article on the psychology of grabbing a woman's butt, that's why butts are round, and that's why guys really like to grab women's butts, because that's how they would start the mating. And it was a much easier way to mate. And it was, unfortunately, it's also a very common way to rape, which is really sad. But, that, you know, there are certain positions that are common. Yes, missionary does seem to be the most common, but it might not be the most natural. And so, you know, there's got to be communication, and there has to be a mediator. There has to be somebody else going, actually, the average wife does X, Y, and Z. You know, that you're not being abnormal if you do that. You're not being kinky. You're not. Now, where I would say no, right, to anybody who says that, you know, their husband or wife suggested this, is I really don't like the idea of swingers. And that happens a lot. I cannot tell you how many people invite other people into their bed and they engage in sex with each other's wives and spouses. I think that's very dangerous, and I've never seen that really long-term successful, because some people then choose to be with that other person more, plus STDs, and it just really, really complicates things. So I don't want you to go back to your wife and say, look, Dr. Dahlia said it's normal for us to invite the Johnsons over. No, no, no. Keep the Johnsons away from your house, okay? All right, that's not what I'm saying. But it is difficult, and some people are in sexless marriages because their spouse really doesn't have any desire. I would also suggest a good medical exam. Maybe there's some pain. Maybe there's some other issues for that going on. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you guys heard about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? They say the Great Pacific Garbage Patch counts 100.8 trillion pieces of trash. It's twice the size of Texas. The floating mass is up to 16 times larger than previously thought. And it contains 79,000 metric tons of plastic. This is according to scientists who performed an aerial survey. The discovery was published in the journal Scientific Reports, and it reveals that this plastic blight in the Pacific Ocean is still growing at an exponential pace. The GPGP, known as Great Pacific Garbage Patch for short, is an accumulation of plastic products that has been collected in the eastern Pacific Ocean between California and Hawaii. Much of it is hidden from the naked eye, partly because some of the plastic has been broken down into smaller and smaller bits over time. But it's not an island. Don't Okay. The concentration of floating plastic in the patch ranges from tens to hundreds of kilograms per square kilometer. They say it's quite frightening because we are so far from any mainland or island. That's oceanographer Lauren LeBreton with Ocean Cleanup Foundation. She's out of the Netherlands. She says, out of a stretch of these blue seas, the plastic is a jarring reminder of human impact. And it is, I guess, one of many large garbage patches in the ocean. It's seeded and fed by humans manufacturing and quickly discarding plastic products. Now, remember, plastics are meant to last. That's why we love our grocery bags. You know, well, those little plastic things that hold the six-packs. But unfortunately, when those things end up in the guts of sea turtles or strange birds, not good. They say, according to this, from the LA Times, recent studies show that bifouled plastic can attract fish and seabirds and end up in the food chain. We don't know the full effects, or if we're eating fish that have plastic in them, what are the effects? Could be affecting our metabolism, our hormones, etc. And so scientists think this could lead to malnutrition and other problems. Large or small, plastics of any size could harm ocean life. So researchers are trying to get a handle of how big this GPGP is. They drag nets through parts of the patch, sample the plastic they find, but it only gives a partial view. And they say a team of boats can only see so much. Because, again, the plastics are breaking down, and so they're in the water. Leverton and his colleagues decided to take a bird's-eye view, so they conducted aerial surveys of the patch. They sent boats to sample the debris, and they split the plastic they collected into the four sizes. The microplastic, which was 0.05 to 0.5 centimeters. The mesoplastic, which is 0.5 to 5 centimeters. The macroplastic, which is 5 to 50 centimeters, which you'd see. And the megaplastic, bigger than 50 centimeters. And they say microplastics made up 94% of the 1.8 trillion pieces, but only 8% of the match, of the mass. More than three-quarters of these 80,000 tons came from larger fragments. And I've seen some of these plastic samples that are picked up. It's disgusting. Tampon applicators. It looks like a umbrella handle. Some real weird stuff. Fishing nets are made to be durable. They're great for catching fish. And these fishing nets, they say, the durability is not that great. And when a fishing net is abandoned, the nets will float through the ocean. When these nets float through the ocean, they'll entangle and kill animals in their path. So, researchers think the patch may have grown in recent years. Why? Because of the tsunami that happened in Japan. That reportedly washed 4.5 million metric tons of debris into the sea instantly, 1.4 of which could have been moved across the ocean surface fairly quickly. They say the plastic that lived in the patch also shared characteristics, small surface-to-volume ratio. Plastics with high surface-to-volume ratios, like sheets and films, might be broken down a little easier. So I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm not very, very good when it comes to the environment of my plastics. You know, I like drinking bottled water. I don't think that's the best thing for us because I think we're ingesting more plastic than we need to. So I'm not really a big fan of that. But maybe let's get glass containers, or I don't want to use aluminum, but maybe stainless steel containers. Let's start using those as our food, cleaning them up, keeping them, trying to throw away less. Again, I'm not really a big environmentalist. You know, I work for the EPA, and I, you know, unfortunately forget to recycle some things. But that does bug me when it comes to the ocean. That really does bug me. And for a fish to die because one of us left our umbrella, right, at the ocean, and it got washed out to sea, is pretty darn stupid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And not just stupid as this. They think we have a hunger nerve that we could freeze, and that'll help with weight loss. They say 95% of people who embark on a diet will fail or gain their weight back in the 6 to 12 month mark. That's according to David Prologo, an interventional radiologist at Emory in Atlanta. He said the reason for this is the body's backlash to the calorie restriction, which I've told you guys. Once you start cutting your calories, your body is like, wait a second, you know, kind of like, let's lower the metabolism, let's find out what's going on, let's save what we have so we don't lose weight until our body resets. And Ms. Dr. Prologo recently conducted a trial that looked deeper into the issue, targeting the hunger nerve or the posterior vagal trunk. It's a branch of the larger vagus nerve that works on the heart, lungs, and GI system. After a person eats something, the nerve signals the brain that he or she is no longer hungry. Now, for a small study based in Emory, Prologo and the researchers tried a minor surgical procedure. So the probe inserted into the patient's back froze the nerve for 2 minutes, and they used a CT to guide it. And when they froze the nerve, they shut down the hunger signal. Very cool. Freeze my nerve. So the experiment was meant solely to test the safety of the procedure. So the team ran the study on only 10 people. All were overweight, between the ages of 27 and 66, and had body mass indexes ranging from 30 to 37, who stretched from moderately to severely obese. 8 of the 10 participants were women. At the end of the procedure, the probe was removed and a small bandage was applied to the skin. Patients then went home the same day, and they found at day 7, 45, and 90 days after the procedure, right, after they looked at the people, they saw no complications and a 100% success rate. Very cool. Patients said they had a decreased appetite at each clinic appointment, and there was an average weight loss of 3.6%, and the BMI numbers came down. So, now they have to go into a phase 2 study. They have to have a control group, and they have to compare the results. And the study was presented at the Society for Interventional Radiology Conference this week in L.A. And, you know, honestly, it stinks that this is what we're reduced to, where we have to start, freezing nerves. But we just have a huge obesity problem. And we just can't, wrap our heads around why some of us eat less than our skinny counterparts and don't lose weight. Now, one such thing could be our taste buds. We talked about how our taste buds start to get more dull. Doctors have seen this phenomenon for a while. They want to know why. So Dr. Dando, from Cornell University, looked at the tongues of his fat and normal weight mice. Under the fatty diet, he found that the taste buds were withering. The obese ones have about 25% fewer taste buds. Taste buds are these structures on the tongue. They're made up of about 100 cells. And older cells were dying off more quickly and being replaced by new younger cells more slowly. So maybe it's because of all the sugar we're eating. Maybe it's because the crap we're eating is killing off the cells. Or maybe there's something that has to do with obesity and our tongue taste buds. But when you don't have the same amount of taste buds or the same working taste buds, okay, as somebody else, you may need more to be satiated. Now, he looked at more than one group of mice, a bunch of mutants that can't produce a molecule called TNF-alpha that creates inflammation in the body. It's a compound. And he also found that that was higher in obese individuals. So that could play part two. But what I say is maybe one of the keys to losing weight is not looking for the satiety of food. Liking a Brussels sprout. Teach yourself to like a Brussels sprout. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.